We're talking today with Leanne McNally from Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And Leanne, we are now down to literally just a few more weeks of this legislative session. By law, at the end of May, the legislature basically has to say, we're done, sine die, it's over. And by that point, they are supposed to have a balanced budget in place for the coming fiscal year. That's the problem right now. We've got such a huge hole. How's this going to play out? What are the dynamics out there right now?
Well, depending who you talk to, there are certainly some folks. We hosted Representative Earl Sears at one of our local county farm bureau in Osage County for a breakfast the other day, and he was confident that his chamber will be done in time. They'll be done before sine die. But when you talk to some of the members in the Oklahoma State Senate, they're not as confident as Representative Sears was. And then the governor, of course, has her position. So you're really just juggling with those three to continue to try to work on a budget and to continue to try to get done on May, because no one wants to go to a special session. However, there are certain important thought out reforms that need to be made on both chambers.
Now, one of the dynamics, and we kind of were talking about that a moment ago, the idea of so many of our members either being termed out or electing not to come back next year, I would think their mindset maybe is different than those that are trying to come back and be a part of next year's legislature.
Certainly. You know, there's the potential for a third of both the Oklahoma State House and the Oklahoma State Senate, a third of the legislature to overturn. More people are running for office, you know, than last year and the years previous. I think the education issue has been driving that. But if that continues to take place, you'll see a whole group of new legislators that really don't have the history of budgeting and the experience of those folks that are currently in the House and the Senate. So that definitely produces some challenges for leadership, both the Speaker and the House, whoever that will be. It's coming up in the next couple of weeks. And then the newly elected President Pro Tem from Altus, Oklahoma, Senator Mike Schultz, definitely will be challenged in that area with all the new potential members of the legislature coming in.
Doesn't hurt rural Oklahoma's feelings, I know, to see Senator Schultz be in that role. He has a very strong background, FFA, Oklahoma Ag Leadership, Farm Bureau background. I know that has to be a real plus.
Yes, our membership is definitely excited. What just a stand-up guy, a true gentleman, a leader, has excellent relationship with his caucus, you know, has proven his leadership skills in the Oklahoma State Senate as well as in the agriculture community. You know, he's a farmer from Altus, born and raised there, and his family is established there, and his wife has a business there. His kids were raised in public education in Altus, Oklahoma. So just a really strong leader, a great guy. The agriculture community is definitely excited for him and his family.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the priorities for Farm Bureau this session. Where are we on bills that you all have been advocating most strongly here in 2016?
You know, it's interesting because we have seen some bills out there that would increase ad valorem tax for things such as public safety districts and all sorts of things. And it's really we're proud as Oklahomans in the farming ranching community that we have some of the lowest ad valorem tax rates in the country. In Oklahoma Farm Bureau, it's longstanding policy that we'll continue to try to keep those ad valorem taxes as low as possible. So it's really a shift in an idea that some folks really truly believe that we have a tax problem, and we believe that we have a spending problem. And so there's some folks that believe we need to fund government, and there's some folks that believe we really need to rearrange some things and make some cuts here to make some true reform. So it's an interesting dynamic, but we've seen some ad valorem tax bills that were not successful, so we're excited about that. The H-2A visa bill that I've mentioned to you previously would allow an individual that comes for agriculture purposes during custom harvesting season to obtain a commercial driver's license. There was some changes in the Federal Motor Carrier Act that prompted us to need to put into place this new legislation so that farmers and ranchers across the state of Oklahoma will continue to be able to have an adequate workforce to haul whatever commodities that they produce to continue to to make the most out of their production methods.
I know that feral hogs, we've got both the Department of Agriculture working on regs, but also some legislation moving through the State House and State Senate.
You know, it's always a popular topic when it comes to the legislature. They're very interested in eradicating these species, both especially rural legislators, particularly, you know, now they're all across the state. You'll see feral hogs in each corner of the state. So it's piquing interest of everyone at this point. And they're doing so much damage, billions of dollars, millions upon just over $1 billion in damage to commodities across the state. So they're really tearing stuff up. They're causing problems to farmers and ranchers who already have enough problems with weather and Mother Nature and so many other factors, you know, that comes with raising livestock and growing crops. So we continue to try to eradicate them. And the legislation that's out there now would allow farmers and ranchers the complete opportunity to eradicate feral hogs. You know, it's estimated by the Noble Foundation that 70% of the herd must be eradicated each year to just maintain, to continue to try to bring down that population. But our legislation, we believe, will allow continued eradication, and we're excited. So.
Overall, you know, this has been a tough session, and it's been, you know, I think for a lot of these lawmakers, pretty stressful, right?
Yes, you'll definitely see, especially with the pro tem race and a new speaker race. There's definitely politics being played on both sides of the aisle. But at the end of the day, they'll have some true leadership and they'll have some certainty as we go into these next 2 years with their leadership. And so we're excited to see who will be the next Oklahoma Speaker of the House. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, we're excited for Senator Schultz to begin to lead his caucus and state Senate into the future.